real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. We face challenges in everyday life, don't we? I mean, I wish we didn't. I wish we lived in a perfect world. I wish everything would go our way. I wish we had no problems, no difficulties, no challenges. Everybody would get along. There'd be no sicknesses. Nobody would die. But that's in the world to come. That's not our life now. And I don't know what challenge you're facing today. Maybe it's minimal, but maybe it's major. Maybe a relationship fracture, or maybe you're facing financial difficulties, or maybe someone in your life is sick, or maybe you're sick, or maybe you've been diagnosed with a disease, or on and on and on. Life has its challenges. I wish we could get through life unscathed, but that's not the way it is down here until we get to heaven. So we need help. And what is a great prayer we can say in the midst of the infirmities and challenges that come our way? We're finding ourselves in the book of Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 and 30. Listen to this. And we talked about this other verse, verse 29, yesterday. And this is what it says in that context. And as they went out of Jericho, meaning Jesus and his disciples, a great crowd followed him. Talked about that yesterday. Verse 30. And behold, there were two blind men sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, son of David." Now, who were these blind guys? They were obviously blind, and they situated themselves just outside the city because Jericho was a pretty well-off city. You remember it was a prominent city in the Old Testament. Then it was destroyed, and Alexander the Great had it rebuilt. And so it was a pretty predominant city, very well-off. And so where do beggars go, right, when they need help? They go to the place where there's the most available help given. And so that's where they went. They're along the side of the road. And in the Old Testament, people were not healed of their sight. But in the New Testament, it was predicted that when the Messiah would come, he would give sight to the blind. Now, these two guys had heard that Jesus indeed had healed other blind people, had given sight to other blind people. And so there's a commotion. There's a lot of fanfare. There's a lot of commotion. There's a lot of people yelling. And all of a sudden, these guys are asking around them, "Who's coming?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Now, these guys knew, listen to this, that Jesus was the Son of God. Why? Because listen to what they say. "Lord," which means Kyrios, that's the Greek word, which means Jehovah. And then they said, "Have mercy on us." Why? Because he's the Son of David. He's the promised Messiah. So the one who is a miracle worker, the one who could cure everyone's diseases, the one who caused the deaf to hear and even raised the dead, could now give sight to these blind men. And this was a great prayer of faith. "You're the Son of God. You're the promised Messiah. You're the Son of David. You're the one we've been waiting for centuries. You can heal us. Have mercy on us and take away our blindness." We're going to find out tomorrow, of course, you know the answer, what Jesus did. Now, think about this. When we are facing challenges in life, who do we have to call on? What can we do? Oftentimes, we look at prayer as a last resort instead of a first answer, right? So when we're calling on the name of the Lord Jesus, remember who he is. He's the Son of David. He's the promised Savior. He's the Messiah. And so the Messiah, who's all-knowing and all-present and cares about every detail of your life, why would we not call upon him when challenges come our way? This is one of the greatest prayers you can ever say when things are happening in your life beyond your control and you don't know what to do. You can simply say this: "Lord, Jehovah, have mercy on us. Have mercy on me. You are the Son of David. You are the promised Messiah. I call upon you because you can fix any problem at any time." And we do that. Now, here's the thing. We've talked about this before, but I want to reiterate it. When we call upon the name of the Lord, we leave it up to him, right? We leave it up to him, not only what he's going to do, but when he's going to do it. And until then, we become dependent on the Lord. We wait upon him. We let him answer in his own way, at his own time, and we remain faithful to Christ, trusting in his promises, knowing that he'll give us strength for whatever challenge comes our way. So, great prayer for us. Challenge is coming. Here it is. "Lord Jehovah, have mercy on us son of David. What a great prayer. And may that comfort you today. These guys demonstrate a great faith, right? Hey, the Messiah is here. He can take away our blindness. Have mercy on us, son of David. We should say the same prayer when things are going wrong in our life and we need help. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.